Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are still virtual. We're not back in our studio inside Renaissance Bank, but we're looking forward to getting there whenever the bank reopens as our economy reopens. But in the meantime, the bank is open for business. All the Renaissance Bank branches are open, certainly through the drive-through at any time, but you can also call ahead, make an appointment, and they'll be glad to see you inside the branch. They've done a great job with small businesses through all this COVID-19 environment with PPP loans and EIDL loans and advising their clients. So check them out. If you're in need of a personal bank banking experience, they'll provide it for you. RenaissanceBank.com, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome an old friend, Bonnie Malden. She's with the Malden Group. Bonnie, welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
It's great to have you, and it's we're still virtual, unfortunately, but we're virtual because of the environment we're in, obviously, the COVID-19 environment, and that's really the topic of our discussion today is marketing in a COVID-19 environment. But before we get to that, why don't you give everyone an introduction to you and who you are and what you do at the Malden Group?
Sure thing. Well, again, my name is Bonnie Malden, founder and CEO of the Malden Group. We're a professional web design and internet marketing agency located in Roswell, Georgia. And we specialize in branding and lead generation for small to mid-sized corporations and a few industry market segments like senior living, construction, manufacturing, healthcare, and education. And we take clients in and understand their brand, help them with their messaging, help them with their web presence so they can connect to the correct customers and build relationships virtually.
Awesome work. You've been around for a while now and have done a lot of great work here in North Fulton community and beyond. So you bring a lot of experience to the current environment we're in, Bonnie, and I guess, first of all, before we get into some of the specific things we want to talk about in terms of lead generation, I mean, how are you faring in this environment, and what do you give some of this general advice you're giving your clients right now about marketing in this environment?
Absolutely. So since everyone's in their homes, they're on the internet more, and I'm encouraging my clients and other business owners to transfer their business functions to the internet through their website. So doctors are now offering telemedicine meetings and appointments with their patients. Psychiatrists, counselors, therapists are now doing their counseling sessions through Zoom meetings and phone meetings. And booking is happening online, and virtual tours are happening online for real estate and things like moving companies who need to have eyes on the scene in order to make an estimate or make a decision. So a lot of business functions are transferring online. Also things like online classes. A lot of my educational industry clients are taking their in-person, face-to-face classroom setting courses, and they're putting them online. So I'm helping to facilitate that change with all of these businesses and helping them get up and running.
Oh, wow. So what are the steps that you advise business owners to take that maybe they got caught a little flat-footed? Maybe they weren't completely ready to go online. How do you, maybe the way to ask the question is, how do you work with a client like that? Walk us through that process.
Sure. So the question is, who is the customer? What do they want? What do they need from you? And how can you deliver this in a virtual format. So it usually starts with the website, understanding what the search terms people are typing into a Google search to find your business, and then aligning your website with those keywords so your website can pop up at the top of a search when the customer is looking. And then when they land on the website, you want the messaging to be strong. You don't want the graphics to be relevant. You want the navigation to be easy to understand and easy to get where you're trying to go, to learn what you need to see. And the service offering must be clear in front and center and easy to understand and click on it and get started, whether that's signing up for a class online, whether that's booking a telemedicine session online, whether that's requesting an estimate online or a virtual tour online. We're looking at ways to really facilitate that business function in a virtual environment.
Let's talk about leads. Crucial steps for business owners to perform when they're trying to connect with a new lead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is that? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, so leads are the lifeblood of a business, right? You need to keep your pipeline full of leads. And the phase that you need to start with is phase one, creating a buyer persona or buyer profile or an avatar of what your ideal lead looks like. What is their location? What is their budget? What is their job title? And what are their main challenges? What are their goals and aspirations? And what industry are they in? Depending on if you're B2B or B2C, some of those questions might be relevant. But once you realize who your lead is and where they're coming from and what they want, then you can go into the next phase where you are creating the right messaging that is going to appeal to that particular type of person. So your company needs to be in alignment with a single focused mission statement, core values, and corporate brand story. So when the lead sees your website or sees something that you post on social media, that lead is impressed by what they see from you. It really speaks to their situation, and then they're ready to engage. So when it comes to leads, first identifying who they are, where they are, and then tailor making your messaging and brand to speak to that client type.
Now, I can hear some business owners now saying, look, I already know who my ideal customer is. Why do I have to make up one? I mean, you know, why do I have to go through this process, right? I mean, I'm sure you've probably heard that with some of your clients, right?
Sure. So you have clients that's been around for a good 30 years that mm-hmm. I work with. I do my best work for clients that have that 30, 40 year track record. And even clients who've been around for almost a half a century, they need to go through this preliminary process. Because a lot of customers or businesses have different customer types, and they're using one message to speak to them all. Mm. So for an example, you may have an accountant, and they do taxes for small businesses. They do individual taxes. They do retirement planning. They do audits, and they do maybe valuations. Let's say that. Mm-hmm. Well, the messaging is going to be totally different for all of those different segments. So you can't talk to an individual like they're a small business owner, and you can't talk to a small business owner like they're an individual when it comes to getting their taxes done. So by creating these buyer personas for each of these segments of your business, you're creating the right message for each segment, and you're increasing your odds of getting a good conversion in an online transaction.
And something tells me that business owners, when they go through this process with you, maybe they learn some things about their business that they thought they knew that they really didn't.
Absolutely. It's a discovery. Mm-hmm. It's very cathartic. It's eye-opening for someone to put your feet to the fire and say, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Oh, I haven't thought about that. So, you know, you need someone to push you so you can bring your business up to a higher level.
Mm-hmm. Folks, we're here with Bonnie Malden, and she's the CEO of the Malden Group here in the North Fulton area. Bonnie, let's talk about what happens. You've made that connection with a new lead. You've gone through this process of figuring out who your ideal customer is, and you've got clients that are now getting new leads out of the process that you describe. What are the follow-up steps that you should perform to enhance the connection that's been made?
Yes, and this is a very critical step here because a lot of small business owners are winging this, and this is not something you should wing. So the lead calls you, the lead fills out a contact form on your website, the lead is a referral from a friend or a business colleagues. You need to determine what the next step is, and not only the next step, but the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps to interact with this person. So what I mean by that is, of course, you want to give that person a call and say what? You need to have a script for what you want to say to the lead when they first contact you. And if you have a workable script, then you can give that script to your employees and to your business development specialists and to your sales team, and you can scale your business so it's a uniform approach throughout the company where new leads are getting the same type of brand messaging for how to engage your service. That's number one. And then number two is if the person is ready to sign up, then what is that process? Is it online? Is it in person? Is it with a piece of paper? Is it with a link that they click on and buy something? You need to have a streamlined process for how they can sign the contract or go ahead and pay for the services so they can get started. And then you need to have a system in place for if the lead is not ready to get started right away, what are you going to do? Are you going to just hang up the phone and say, okay, not interested, goodbye? Or are you going to enter them into a nurturing program where they can be indoctrinated in your company brand messaging? You can send them an email, send them a newsletter, get connected to them on social media. You want to stay in touch so they can remember you when it is time to buy.
Now, one thing you said there that really jumped out for me, Bonnie, is you said when the lead comes in, you call them. You don't send them an email. I mean, sounds like you're advocating a more personal approach than maybe what the default is in this technology-oriented world we live in.
Absolutely. It really does help for someone to hear your voice, to know that the person on the other end is real, and we have a better connection to the business when we can talk to someone. So while email is fine and good, I know of companies that receive a quote through their website, and then they'll email the person back, thanks for requesting the quote, we'll work on this and get back to you. Well, no, you want to send that email, that's fine, but also pick up the phone and say, hey, thank you so much for reaching out to us. Tell us a little bit more about your situation so we can tailor make this proposal to meet your requirements. And it really adds a higher level of connection. And then if you want to take it a step further, go ahead and schedule a Zoom meeting with that person so they can see your face, see your facial expressions, see your smile, hear your voice, and your facial expressions and movement. And that will invite an even deeper connection with the lead through the virtual experience.
And right now, as we're in this pandemic environment, the downside of that is you can't have that person come into your office or your store, what have you, come over to your place, but it's much easier, generally speaking, to get on a quick Zoom call and make that personal connection, right?
Right, absolutely. That's what I really encourage people to do. And when people have a high level of skepticism about online experiences anyway, they're not sure if things are real, if the company is real, if the website is real, if the company is in the United States, if it's a scam or not. So even though someone reached you through the website, they want to know they're talking to someone that's real. So that phone call, that Zoom meeting really makes that connection and builds that trust and credibility.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're here with Bonnie Malden, and she's the CEO of the Malden Group, a professional web design digital marketing agency. Bonnie, let's talk about an advertising program. What are the first steps a small business should be looking at in starting an advertising program? And what does that look like in the environment we're in right now?
Sure. And I first like to start by saying the difference between advertising and marketing. Advertising is putting your message out there on things like a billboard or television commercial or radio commercial, a magazine, direct mail, or an online advertising campaign where you're doing paid ads on platforms like Google and Facebook and LinkedIn. That is advertising. Marketing is the overall scheme of how you are going to present your messaging. And it includes your branding, for like your colors and your logo. It includes your messaging, like your company origin story, your values, and your mission. And it also includes the sales messaging and the messaging of the employees and how they interact with your customers. So when it comes to advertising, you need to have a good plan to get your message out there, but also you need a marketing strategy to cater to your prospects' needs once they enter your sales funnel and they become a customer, and really tailor making that experience from them from beginning to end. Okay, so I said that to say advertising. How do you advertise? You start with building that buyer persona I was telling about for each of the market segments that you have within your business. I gave an example earlier of a CPA who may do business taxes, individual taxes, valuations, and audits. This person will need to build a buyer persona for each of these market segments and then build messaging to advertise to each. So you're talking about only the thing that the person is looking for versus overall CPA experience. Like, oh, do you need a CPA? Call me. No, you're saying, I am a CPA that specializes in valuations. I am a CPA that specializes in small business taxes. So the more super specific you are about your messaging and your campaign, then you can target the right venues to express that message. So if you have a message for small business companies, then you need to be where the small businesses are, like the Chamber of Commerce or a trade association that has your target industry in it, or maybe buying a list from a company that has all the types of businesses that you'd like to work with. And then you craft your advertising campaign for that specific market segment instead of just a broad range of services that can go to anyone, to all small businesses, for example.
So what you're suggesting is that the thrust of this advertising needs to be toward customer needs, desires, problems, etc., as opposed to what my features and benefits are.
Exactly, because that's the way that customers search online. They're searching based on their particular needs, their goals and objectives, their questions that they may have are all related to what they're searching for on the internet. So if you are just listing features and benefits, then that is not going to really speak to the customer or appear for a customer in a Google search when they're looking for something super specific from your company.
It makes perfect sense, but it's counterintuitive, and it's not the way people initially think, right? I mean, that's really the value, one part of the value, just one part of the value that you help people with, right?
Absolutely. So this is a transition that's happened over the last 30 years. It used to be where you could take a few hundred thousand dollars and pay for an ad campaign in the magazine, on a billboard, on radio and TV, and that would get the phones to ring because people saw you and they felt like you were the best choice because they saw you on TV or not on some form of advertising. But now you have to tailor make your messaging to their specific needs so you can come up in a search. And what businesses are doing, especially in the B2B space, they're creating a short list of prospects that they want to work with. So they'll call your company, get a quote, call another company, get a quote, call two other companies and get a quote. Sit there in a conference meeting with the team and go over all of the quotes. And whoever has the best price or the best service, they will pick that person and do business with them. That's what's happening in the world, in the virtual space, in the B2B realm. This is knocking the old way of sales on its head because it used to be the salesperson is the source of all of the information. So the salesperson would come in physically into the office, talk to all of the employees, all the decision makers, and based on his great personality and based on the relationship he's able to build, then they make an informed decision based on what the salesperson is able to present. Now the sales decision is based on online reviews of the company, past performance that's stated online through case studies and testimonials. It's based on the price. A lot of companies' service has become commoditized because of this form of you know, bidding and proposal writing, because it's being compared by others on you know, electronically instead of in person, where you have that face-to-face connection and interaction. And so what I'm encouraging businesses to do is up their game on the website so you can add that level of personalization by having videos of your team and having pictures of your team and having case studies from your customer success stories and really making it a virtual experience and make a human connection as much as possible so it feels real. Instead of interacting with a thing, you're interacting with people.
Got it. And how do you evaluate the success of an advertising campaign or initiative? How do you evaluate that? I know it's different for different businesses, but what does that look like? And then what should a business do if they see that their advertising is not producing the kind of leads they like?
Sure, absolutely. Great question. Thank you for asking that. So you want to understand how much your customer is worth to you. So if your customer pays you $1,000, then you need to make more than $1,000. Or rather say it this way. If your marketing campaign costs you $1,000 and your customer pays you $1,000, then you just broke even. So if you pay $1,000 for your marketing program and your $1,000 paying customer is tripled, quadrupled or, you know, you get 10 times more than what you paid. So you paid $1,000 for the marketing campaign, and then you got 10 customers out of it, made $10,000. Then you know you're getting some good ROI there. So you need to be making more money than you're spending on your marketing campaign. And ideally, making three times more, that's when you have a really good rock and roll campaign running. A lot of our clients experience three, four, five times more than what they pay us. So it's just a no-brainer to keep us on, to keep the leads coming in. So you need to be making money, number one. And then number two, you need to look at the quality of the leads. Are the leads coming in for the right service? Are they leads that are nickel and diming you? Are the leads tire kickers and people who are just getting quotes and not being serious about following up? Are the leads calling you for the wrong thing? And once you kind of assess that, you know if the marketing campaign is giving you a good return as well. So looking at how many customers you're getting, how much the customers are paying you, if it's the right type of customer, and if the customer is tire kicker or not, we'll let you know, engage if the marketing campaign is working.
Great stuff from Bonnie Malden here with the Malden Group. Now, Bonnie, let's talk about you. You've been busy talking about clients and how to help clients, but I want to get into maybe if you could share a success story, you know, someone that particular client, whether by name or not, that you've helped that you're particularly proud of.
Yes, I'd like to name a couple. One is Morrow Family Medicine with Dr. Jim Marvel. He started off with a single practice, two-person practice, and now he has a seven-person practice. It grew from two to seven physician practice, and we supported him with his online presence, with his online reviews, with his newsletter, his social media, and his SEO, and he has really made his practice a staple in his community where everyone knows, you know, he's a great physician to go to, has great bedside manner, and has been able to weather the storm with the COVID-19 situation because he had the foresight to, you know, make sure his patients were educated on how to work with him virtually. And he too has a podcast on Business Radio X.
Oh, come on. Does he?
And he, has, you know, great success with communicating with his patients through that podcast. And we're in the Malden Group is here to promote that podcast so his patients can hear it. And so that's a great success story for us. And then another is English for Internationals. It's a school that teaches English to international students who are coming here to learn, to work, and to become a professional. And certain classes are absolutely mandatory by the United States in order for the student to stay in the country. So it's a very important service that they offer. And when they came on board with us, we redid their website and handled their marketing campaign online. And they were able to go from just getting a handful of students each month to getting over 200 leads each month to register for their classes. You know, just before COVID-19, they were at the highest enrollment in their entire existence in business, and they've been in business for almost 30 years now. So that's the power of internet marketing and working with a great team like the Malden Group. Now we are helping this company transition from in-person classes to online classes, and we're rearranging their website so the students can understand whether they're Korean, Chinese, Vietnamese, Italian, if they're Indian, no matter what country they're coming in to that website from, we're making it possible for that student to navigate the site and sign up for online courses and find course schedules in their language. And so this is a huge undertaking. We're undergoing this transition right now for them so they can be up and running just as they were successfully with the face-to-face courses that they were doing. So these are two examples of how you can successfully navigate the COVID-19 pandemic by just doing a quick pivot and teaming up with a great online digital agency that understands this situation, has the track record, and can give you a roadmap to be successful.
And folks, of course, I was just joking there about Dr. Morrow, because yes, we do. We here at Business Radio X produce his podcast, ToYourHealthMD.com. So you can go check it out there. Yep. Bonnie does an awesome job promoting it with the work that she and her folks do. So thank you for that, Bonnie. But let's talk about the kind of clients that you work with generally. I mean, you mentioned here a physician practice, an educational institution. Talk about some other good client fits for you that you work with.
Sure. We've narrowed down to five main industries that we do our best work for. And that will include healthcare, private practices like Dr. Morrow, family medicine, also privately held training facilities for adults like English for Internationals. We do excellent work for companies like that. And also manufacturing and construction. We have a company called Guard Buildings out of Macon, Georgia, that builds and manufactures guard shacks and ships them throughout the entire country. And they're doing very well right now because of COVID-19, people needing to get their temperature checked before they enter a building. So we're helping them get those guard buildings sold and shipped all over the United States. Places like Arco Steel, which is a business that's been around almost 40 years out of Norcross, they sell fabricated steel buildings. So, you know, your barns, your pavilions, your gym buildings, your church buildings, your giant 10,000 square foot warehouses, they prefabricate those buildings and get those erected all over the country. And we've helped them quadruple their leads over the last few years. So these are the types of companies we do our best work for: education, healthcare, construction, manufacturing. And also we have some great senior living facilities. You see these 55 and up communities popping up all over the place. The Malden Group is really good at helping those types of facilities bring in more residents to grow their brand as well. So those are our main areas of excellence, and we like to stay in our lane and really focus on those.
Sounds great. Bonnie Malden, she's with the Malden Group. Bonnie, this has been great. It's been great to have you on and have you back, actually. So for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you and connect with you and maybe get you to solve their marketing and advertising problem, tell folks how they can connect.
Absolutely. And John, it's been a pleasure being on your show today. I appreciate the opportunity to be on Business Radio X. It's such a mainstay in the community, and I appreciate the advocacy for small businesses that you share with us.
Thank you.
So, I can be reached on two websites. I have BonnieMalden.com. That's where I do my speaking, coaching, and training. And then I can be reached on my company website, TheMaldenGroup.com, which is where you'll get the professional web design and digital marketing services. And we are always hosting webinars. We're always hosting or sponsoring some fun event. So get plugged in so we can put you on our mailing list, and so you can stay apprised of what's going on in the North Fulton community. I also want to give a shout out to the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, where I serve on the board of directors, and John does too. I want you to come out to do some networking with us. We have a great meeting called Pro Alliance, where you can do some networking with almost 30 to 40 different business owners local to the community. And is virtual right now. So that website is gnfcc.com.
Well, that's a generous shout out, and you're right. We're both big fans of the North Fulton Chamber, and that's where we congregate, and we love our chamber. So absolutely, folks, connect there as well. But Bonnie, this has been great. So thank you for being on, and I look forward to doing it again sometime soon.
All right, it's a pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks, folks. If you need some other kind of help, and that might involve administrative tasks, outsourced administrative, bookkeeping kind of work. Maybe you need a presentation prepared, or maybe you don't know how to use Zoom real effectively. You need somebody to help you do that webinar. Well, go engage a smart and reliable office angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. They have angels that fly in and get the work done and fly out. And they've been virtual since the very beginning, folks. So this is nothing new to them, what we're in right now. Call SC Escobedo, 770-442-9246, and she will help you out. She is awesome and terrific. Can't recommend her enough. OfficeAngels.us is the website. And, folks, we are with North Fulton Business Radio. We're on all the major podcast platforms. That would include Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Yep, we're on all of them. I could go on and on. But we would love it if you would review us, give us a nice review, and connect with us there on your favorite podcast platform. It helps us get the word out on great business leaders like Bonnie. And we've got a huge archive of shows that we've done over the last 4 years. Over 500 guests, 220 or 30 shows that we've done over that time. So check out our archive, as you will. We're on, you can also go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com. So for my guest, Bonnie Malden, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.